Blog Talk Radio.
Hang on to your surfboards. You're in for 30 minutes of a psychic good time. This is your weeknight wake-up with your hosts, Gary and Rebecca.
Hello, Rebecca. How are you tonight?
Hi there. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm busy frantically writing down the last songs for the first hour's Friday night dance party, so we've got music aplenty tonight. So how's your day today? It's Friday night, 7:30, and welcome everybody to the Friday night 2-hour extravaganza for the dance party. So how was your day?
It was good. I got a lot of stuff done. You know, I kind of took today off from seeing clients and just did stuff around the house. You know, you get caught up on laundry and all that other kind of fun stuff and pay some bills. All the stuff that needs to get done, but, you know, we always seem like we're just rushing to try to squeeze it all in. So today I decided to just take it easy and just focus on getting some of those things done. So that felt really good. And then Dan had a birthday party to go to this afternoon at a place called Pump It Up, and it's all these really cool, huge slides and jumpy houses and stuff like that. So we just got back a little bit ago from that. So that was really fun. So it's been a good day, and it's been a really nice end of the week. And so now rounding it out with Friday Night Dance Party is awesome.
There you go. So I bet he's worn out and probably going to sleep really good.
I think so. And so how was your day?
So I'm not going to be Debbie Downer. I'll just say that I went to the office early to work on a variety of different, let's say, challenges.
Okay.
And then I was able to leave about 1 o'clock, which is about 3 hours later than I had planned, to go deliver some boxes to a client that's going to be moving next week, and she wanted to get a jump start, so I was able to deliver them to the 20th floor of her apartment building on Wilshire Boulevard, which has a gorgeous view if you like looking at cityscape, and it really is spectacular. The place has no curtains because nobody can see in. You know, you're 20 floors up, and there's no adjoining buildings or anything like that, they're going to be able to peek in. Spectacular view, just absolutely spectacular. I have no idea what she pays for her studio there, but it has to be a freaking fortune. Anyway, she was not there, but through a series of 2 different elevator changes and about 48,000 boxes later, I crammed all of that in the Camaro and offloaded that at her apartment and headed on back home to be Carmageddon, as it's being called. And thankfully I was headed south and not north, but on a Friday afternoon you never know what's going to fall into your lap from a traffic perspective. I got home and I ended up also doing what we call a phone survey. This is usually for somebody who is not moving a lot of stuff and is moving usually like tomorrow or something crazy like that. And so I got a hold of the gentleman this afternoon and said, do you mind if I do a telephone survey with you? Just, ask your permission. And he goes, but I'm in the car and I'm giving directions. I said, okay, that's great. I said, you're not driving, though, because I'm not going to talk to you if you're driving. Nope, I'm great. I'm the passenger. He said, okay, good. And I said, so, blah, 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 blah. And he goes, yeah, by the way, we're headed to the airport. And I said, which airport? LAX. I said, oh, that's exciting. And he goes, yeah, we're just trying to – we're taking all side streets because, by this time it's like 4 o'clock. And he says, we're taking all side streets so we don't have to get onto the 405 because it is a parking lot. So they were doing the wise thing in – getting out of town and trying to get out of town early so they could go on a house hunting trip, but more importantly, not getting stuck on the 405, which literally, as we've talked about on the show before, if you're not in California and you've not lived this firsthand, it is a parking lot. What will normally take most people, if you're going to go, let's say, 44 miles, that tends to be a magic number from here to, from L.A. back to the house. It should take about 40 minutes if you're on the freeway, maybe 35, something like that. In L.A., anytime after about 2:30, you're looking at a good solid 2 hours if you're lucky, and that's if you're lucky. And if you're not lucky, you're looking more at 2.5, sometimes 3 hours just to go those 44 miles. But, of course, everybody who is in other parts of the country and you'll be having a disastrous winter, we call it the California tax, meaning that this is why we live here. So we put up with the traffic because it's 75 degrees 95% of the year. So I'm not bitching because I already have my Sirius XM radio that always keeps me company. But I will tell you that, sometimes you think, I wonder if there are better things I could do with my time besides sitting here on the freeway. But that was not the case today. So I was lucky, and so was my client, customer, whatever you want to call them. on his pursuit to get out of town. So that was my afternoon. So, yeah, that's it. The rest of the time, I mean, I did make it home a little bit early, so I was able to do that, take care of some other, you know, customer types of issues on email and phone calls this afternoon. And I will tell you, I'm gonna share a little work story, and I don't usually share, you know, like in-depth stories very often because, you know, it's my other life. It's not very exciting. I love what I do. I love helping people. But at the end of the day, you know, talking about moving is about as exciting as watching paint dry at times. But I will tell you, I had a person that I met, a lady that I met back in March. And, you know, I do the usual song and dance, go meet the client, you know, take a look at what they need to have moved, consult with them, do all of those fun things. And at the end of the day, I always give my clients the best price the first time that I see them. I'm not a used car salesman. I'm not there to try to say, you know, what do you think this move is worth, and do that. If you don't like my service, you don't like my presentation, you just don't like me, or if you don't like working with the world's largest mover, that's fine. I get all of that. I'm not going to win them all. I win a majority of them, but I don't win them all. So I went back and forth with this lady back in March, and I finally, you know, she was giving me some warning signs that from information that she was receiving from the other movers that she was interviewing. Because it's always wonderful if you think people are just going to interview you and pick you. That would be great, but I don't even wear those color rose-colored glasses. So we went back and forth, and I said, you know, I just need to tell you, I just don't have a good feeling about this. You know, make sure to refer to my ABC News article about hiring a mover you can trust. And, you know, I said, just beware, because everything you're telling me indicates they're going to change something up on you at destination. And I said, that worries me, because you're going to budget for one thing, but it's going to be something else. So she wrote me an email today, and quite frankly, you know, from 6 months ago, I see so many people and meet so many different individuals on a daily basis. I mean, I can barely remember my own name, let alone somebody I met 6 months ago. But I pulled up her information and was like, oh, that's right, it was this lady. She wrote me an email and she goes, Garrett, I don't even know where to start. And you know it's a bad letter for her, but it's a great letter for me to get. And she goes, I don't even know where to start. You know, you told me what was going to happen, and I didn't believe you because their price was so much better. And at the end of the day, when everything was said and done, they charged me double what they said they were going to charge me, which was, you know, not fantastic, but, you know, I could live with that. So with the move, they made me, you know, stand outside while they were delivering all of my furniture. So when they were inside, I didn't have anybody else there to help me. And silly me, I put my watch and my earrings in my nightstand in the bedroom after they had moved it in, thinking, oh, okay, you know, I won't have to worry about this. And at the end of the day, my earrings were gone. Now, the interesting thing was, Garrett, that they didn't take my watch, which actually had diamonds in it. They just took the earrings. So I called the company that moved me and, you know, filed my complaint, and I said, you know, I won't tell anybody. I don't even care. Just find them, put them in an envelope, and send them to me, please, because I would like them back. And that is now 4 months ago, and I still have never gotten anything. He says, you know, foolish me for trying to be a trusting person, but at the end of the day, I should have listened to what you said, and I should have gone with you. You know, and so I wrote her back a nice little note, and I said, I'm really sorry for all the, you know, everything that happened to you. You know, if there's any, I realized the move's, you know, now done and over with, but if I can help you or anybody else, you know, in the future, please let me know. It'd be my honor. But you know, it's one of those things, you know, I loved getting the letter. I hated getting the letter because of the content, but I love getting the letter because it just really speaks to everything that I do in business, which is I treat my customers with respect. I treat you fairly. I give you an honest price up front, and I tell you what to look out for when you're looking at other companies. Are there lots of other really awesome companies out there? Sure. Are they as good as what I offer? No. You know why? Because you don't get me with that. But putting all of that aside, people do have choices, but it's making the right choice, an educated choice, and one that you feel comfortable with. And it just kills me every time somebody says, well, you know, I'm going to go with somebody. I really liked you, but. Because I can overcome anything. But if you tell me, I really liked you, but their price was $2,000 cheaper, or there was, you know, this difference in price. If it's a matter of $50, I'll figure that out. But I'll tell you what, nobody's going to move somebody for $2,000 or $3,000 or $5,000 less than me, because we're all of the moving companies that are, even though we have our own tariffs and our own everything else, we have to be competitive. But nobody is going to be competitive if they're selling something $2,000 less. You know why? Because inside that organization, they know going into it they're already losing money. So you're going to send out a crew that's probably going to be upset because they're going to, or a driver that's going to be upset because he's going to make less money than if they would have just sold it correctly. So the salesperson underbid it, knew he underbid it, and didn't really give a crap. So if he's going to do that, he doesn't care about the customer, he doesn't care about his company, he doesn't care about his employees, and at the end of the day, the customer is going to have a bad experience, and that salesperson, you know what, he's moved on. May or may not still work there, but he won't ever, you know, he's never looking for any repeat business. I tell every single customer that I move, client that I move, I said, you know what, I want to think of you like Costco. I'm not going to think of you like Neiman Marcus, or I'm not going to think of you as the 99-cent store. I want to think of you as Costco, or I want you to think of me as Costco. Not the 99-cent store, not Neiman Marcus, because you're going to pay your little membership fee. That's where I make a dollar, and we keep the lights on at the office. But then every time you move, or every time you know somebody else who moves, or you go to a company that relocates a bunch of people, you're going to think of me because I treated you fairly, treated you honestly, gave you great service, and you had an excellent relocation experience. That's what I want you to take away from whatever we do today. And it just shocks me when people say, I'm going to go the 99-cent store route. You know, nobody ever really goes the Neiman Marcus route, even my VIPs. But, you know, they might like to think that, but that's not really what happens. But when people go the 99-cent route and are surprised when they get the 99-cent service, or, you know, it turns out to be $1.98, not 99 cents, the expectations that, you know, are just broken and damaged, you're never going to have that type of relationship back with a customer client. So, anyway, that was my little email that I got from a customer today, and was just kind of, you know, taken back a little bit by that. But anybody who's out there, well, and that I should say before I finish that, I go online to Facebook, and one of my Facebook friends who moved from the East Coast to Arizona is saying, never use, you know, mom and pop moving company out of Delaware ever again because they're horrible. They're, you know, well, everybody hears, oh, the movers are horrible. Majority of the time, movers are pretty good. Believe it or not, we actually really do hate to break your stuff, I promise you. But, you know, and I said, well, you know, it's a shame you didn't use me and our service because you would have had the largest national moving company help you and, you know, everything would have been great. He starts then posting all of the pictures of all of the stuff that was broken on the move. And the movers are like, well, you know, tough luck. And sure, you're going to have maybe something that gets broken here or there. I could not. He must have posted at least 15 or 20 different pictures of different stuff that was broken in a severe and major way. And I keep thinking, I think that tractor trailer went on a roller coaster on its way out here from Delaware because it all looks like crap. So anyway, that's my little rant for the night. So if you're going to be moving, folks, number one, hire me. If you don't hire me, hire somebody who's reputable. And at the end of the day, feel comfortable with your choice. But remember, you are going to get what you pay for. If you want 99-cent store service, you are going to get that from a quality, from the salesperson, from their customer service. And when things go wrong, don't expect much of a refund on that 99 cents. So there. So no, that's my little soapbox for the day.
Yeah, and I can speak from experience because Garrett knows before we hired his company, I probably got bids from like 10 companies. And you warned me, you know, you just said, look, this is how it is. You know, we're giving you a fair quote. This is not rocket science. You know, it's going to cost us this much per mile to move your stuff. How far are we going? You know, we're going to have to stop at the weigh station, and what's that going to be? You know, what kind of factor is that going to be? You know, you basically spelled everything out for me, and, you know, it could have been a much worse experience, but we had a good experience because I trusted you, you know. I trusted my intuition. Yay!
Yay! So, it's always a good thing.
And who else is going to make monster moving cookies? So,
yeah, nobody. Well, yeah, you know, I have to tell you that really only my special local customers get magical moving cookies. Everybody else gets a hug or just a, you know, hope your move goes well, you just let me know type of a thing. So only special people really get the monster moving cookies. Otherwise, all I would do is make cookies. I would never go out to be able to sell anything because all I'd be doing is making cookies all day long. As fun as that might be.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It doesn't pay as much, though.
Doesn't pay as much making cookies. Yes. Yeah. But I will tell you. So, It's 7:45. We're going to do 2 hours tonight. I've gone on my little rant, talked about the day. You've talked about your day. Is there anything special you want to bring up? I know that we're going to start out with a first, and I'm going to tell you, I have not listened to these songs, so I'm going to tell you that Trisket in the chat room, a longtime listener, she has sent me 3 songs. I've got them uploaded into the studio. We are going to play them. She promises me they are not like Godsmack. So she's promised me we're not going to like have anybody go like, oh, my God, and jump off the bridge or anything like that. But I'm going to play her three-peat first. If we have Tash show up, Tash Fabulous, again, longtime listener in the chat room, I've got a three-peat of Luther Vandross for her. Awesome. I've had a request for a three-peat of Prince. So I've got a three-peat going back to the Purple Rain days. And then I'm also going to tell you that we have got a three-peat that I've put together, and all of you who are regular listeners will remember that we had Phantom of the Opera star Kafir on our show probably a couple months ago, and he's been in the recording studio being, you know, just this creative, fantastic artist that he is, and he's actually, I think, back home visiting. He's originally from Israel, so he's back home in Israel helping his family with some family stuff, and he emailed me today, so I'm guessing it was tonight, you know, his time, but it's, you know, early morning my time, and he says, you know, can you play my new song, and it's called Speed Dating. I'll send you the link for it, but I'd really love it if you could have your listeners hear the song Speed Dating and then go to iTunes and rate it, because rating apparently does, you know, something statistically to get more people to take a look at it and all of that good stuff. So we're actually going to play the song twice. I'm going to play it once in a three-peat, and then I'll play it towards the end of the show in hour two in the dance party part of it. That is not dance party viewer requests or listener requests. So, again, the song's called Speed Dating by Kafir, and Kafir's name is spelled K-F-I-R, K-F-I-R. Speed Dating is his new song. We're going to play that. But first, we're going to do the three-peat with Trisket, and in the chat room, so far everybody's agreeing that they love Costco, moving stinks, and if they had to move, they'd hire me, and and then Trisket says, I said one was Godsmack, but it's a nice song, but that, I think that is Touche by John Costco, K-O-S-C-O, not the, you know, like Costco, the store, and the little bit, because I have like about a 2 or 3 second little sound clip that I actually listened to that one actually sounded halfway decent. It was not like, you know, that type of a song. So we're going to do, and she's, you know, she's laughing. She's in the chat room laughing. So anyhow, I'm going to do the sales. Okay, where did I put them here? Sale. But, go ahead. Keep talking. I need you to kind of stall for me because I have uploaded them.
I'm going to stall for you for a minute because I happen to notice we've got somebody waiting actually in the call queue who would like to talk to us.
Oh, my gosh. So okay, well, okay. Hold on. Let me get out of this here. And I wonder who is calling in from Wisconsin tonight.
I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe Linda.
Yeah, there you go. Hi, Linda. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing great.
Awesome.
Good. Hey, I'm not home. That's why I'm not in the chat room. We are actually on our way to Walmart because Mike has to get bubble wrap at this time of night to hack his computer because he's been so busy at work and he's got problems with his computer that he has to send it back to the company, you know, because it's still under warranty. But the reason I was calling, not to tell you guys we're going to Walmart, but the reason I was calling was to say, just get there in the chat room. I heard that you're going to play some of her songs, so
Well, Trisket promises me these are not going to be, you know, quite as like metally, if you want to call it that, as the Godsmack songs that she had shared with us earlier. So I'm taking her at her word, and I'm going to hope that that's going to be just something that we'll all like to listen to. So help me stall for another minute or so here, Linda. What else happened in your day today?
Not a lot happened in my day. Mike's day was busy. He had a really bad call. He had to do CPR and then lost the patient and everything.
Oh,
so that was
no.
That's always a hard call, you know.
Yeah.
But so he's exhausted, but we still have to go get this bubble wrap, like I said, because he's got to get that computer mailed or all done to put on UPS in the morning, or he's not going to get it fixed, you know.
That's not a good thing. You got to get that thing. Yeah, exactly.
Right, because it's under warranty, so he might as well use the, you know, we have to pay to ship it, but other than that, you know.
Exactly.
don't fix them for
you
free.
You just get it fixed,
so
and everybody's happy.
Just got to get it fixed, and then you can get off mine.
There you go. Yeah. Might get off the motherboard fried.
Yeah, the motherboard fried on his, so, yeah. But otherwise, nothing really. I mean, it's beautiful here. The leaves are turning because we've had some cold weather at night, so the leaves are all turning, and, yeah, it's getting real pretty out.
So what are you going to do this weekend?
Tomorrow we are actually going down to Beloit, to which is about 80 miles south of here, and it doesn't take me 4 hours to get there. It only takes me about an hour to have here.
Okay, fair enough.
So that's kind of nice, yeah. Takes us about an hour and a half, something like that, to get down there. And we are taking our grandkids to, we're taking our one little grandson. He's five. He gets a new bike because his birthday's at the end of October. And it's too late at the end of October in Wisconsin to ride a bike. So we got to get it, you know, now so that he'll have it at least for the next month.
Oh, that'll
be
fun.
He can ride before the snow flies, you know. Yeah, and then we're going to go to a pumpkin patch thing. They have different things. They shoot pumpkins with slingshots, and, I mean, I guess it's a Wisconsin thing, but it's fun. You know, it's fun for the kids, so.
So what do you do with the pumpkins after they've been smashed? Do you take them home and make them into pumpkin pie or what?
I think they donate a lot of the smashed pumpkins to the farmers to feed to the pigs, actually.
Oh, and yeah, that'd be really good for them, too. Hey, by the way, I want to let you know both Triscuit and Simon in the chat room say to tell you hello because they are missing you in the chat room tonight. So hello, Linda, and Triscuit.
Hello, guys. Hello. Yeah, this is weird because it's the first time, three times I've missed the show. I mean, I haven't missed it. I've listened to it on my telephone. But three times I haven't been in the chat room this week. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Everybody's having serious withdrawals.
I know, me too. But I had to call to tease Triscuit about them songs because I'm always teasing her about her music. So I'm like, no, don't play your music.
Don't play it, no. Well, with that, Linda, I'm going to tell you, I think we're queued up. So I'm gonna say goodnight for now. If you want to call back in later in the 2 hours, you're welcome to. We're going to start off. We're going to start off with the first one. It's a sale by Alejandro Fuentes. Good night, Linda, and we'll talk to you soon.
Good night. Thanks, Colin. Take care.
And let me see. We're scrolling back up here. There we go. So again, this is brand new to the Garrett and Rebecca Show. We've not previewed this, and we hope you like it. Sale by Alejandro Fuentes.
My heart in your hand. I sail away with me, honey, now, now. Yeah. Nice job, Vegas. Thank you very much.
Well, nice job, John Cosco. That was Touché by John Cosco. Apparently, he's the lead singer of Godsmack, but I will tell you that's about 8 million times better than that other song, Triscuit, that you make me play. So in just saying that, I want to say a big thank you to Triscuit for sending those songs over tonight so we could play that with you. Hopefully, if you liked them, you can go to iTunes or wherever you download your music and get them. I put the names of the song titles and the artists in the chat room, so you can go find them there. Before we get started on our next repeat, I want to go back to just a couple of months ago when we were first starting out, and we had Kafir on the line, who, again, is a star of stage and screen. He's been a dancer all over the world, and now he is launching his singing career. And he shared with us a song that he released in July, and so I think we had him back in August. It's probably been a couple of months now. Don't Ask Me Why. It's a cover of the Eurythmics hit single from several years ago. Had a fresh take on it, real nice, and I think we played it here a few times. But he sent me a note today and asked if we would do the world premiere for his new single of Speed Dating. So I want to play that song next, and we're going to do a three-peat with that, and we'll come back again. But I wanted to give a special shout-out to Kafir, who is listening tonight, I believe even from Israel. So good morning, or I think it's morning over there. So welcome back to the show. And again, everybody, if you like the song, go to iTunes or wherever you're buying your music. Look for Kafir, K-F-I-R, and then download the song and then rate it on iTunes. Give it the highest rating you possibly can. So ask you to do that. But again, we'll be back in just a few minutes after our next three-peat, starting off with Kafir's Speed Dating. Enjoy. Bye.
Forever in love. I crave restore.
So that is brand new music, brand new to you, and it's the world premiere of Kefir's Speed Dating here on the Garrett and Rebecca Show. So don't ever think, you know, we don't bring anything new, hip, and exciting. We're on the cutting edge. We just appreciate good music, and so if it's from the 60s, 70s, 80s, I skip the 90s, and the double O's, and maybe of today, then, you know, we'll play it. So it's 8:20 on Friday night, and we're having a great time in the chat room tonight. The chat is explosive. We've got longtime friend Joseph White in the chat room. And again, we've got some guests who are popping in and out. And again, Simon is in England. And we've got Triska in Naples, Florida, of all places. So we've got people everywhere around the country and around the world tonight. So thanks for being part of the show. I want to tell you that I've got another listener that's going to be popping into the show right now. 908, you're on the air with Garrett and Rebecca. How are you tonight? Are you engaged again?
Yes, she is.
And apparently having babies, too.
That's next.
There you go.
It's nice when people let you know that that's happening to you, isn't it?
Yes, I'm so glad. You know, I was not looped in before it happened, but okay.
Well, that's that Rohypnol or something like that. Everybody on the line, we have Cupcake and Christine, who is joining us from the East Coast. This is her last weekend in her beach cottage, and she is calling from the beach, and we're jealous. So welcome to the show. How was your first week of, you know, your new job and all that good stuff? Tell us everything.
Oh, my goodness. It's exhausting. It's been a lot. You know, it's mentally challenging just to kind of get up to speed. But they all work around the clock. They're just working on these crazy tight deadlines at the moment. So it's good. It's good. It's just very overwhelming. Not in a bad way. It's just overwhelming.
Well, busy sometimes can be overwhelming, but it's usually a good thing. So that's neat. What kind of projects are you working on this week? Or what kind of projects? And you don't need to be specific, so I don't need, like, details or anything weird that's going to get you in trouble. But just, you know, like fun details.
No, I'm still in the pharmaceutical realm, and I work for an agency that only does national broadcast.
Cool.
So it's pretty interesting.
And that's
I can't
it?
Really tell you much more about it. I really don't know much more about it.
Okay, I was going to say, go have another glass of wine and call us back. We're here for another hour and 10 minutes. But no, okay, I won't try to pry anything out of your ears. There you go. Now, is that your fiancé talking in the background?
In the chat room, I said hi.
Okay, I will. So everybody in the chat room says hi, and they're all saying hi back at you. So you know, what a great week to hear from you. So I'm glad that things are going well. Anything else you want to tell us about your weekend that we need to hear about or need to know?
It'll be the last Jersey Shore weekend. And Facebook Dave Turner, who is the man who proposed to me.
I did not propose that.
Aw. No. he wanted that plug. But, no, this will be our last fist-pumping weekend of the summer.
The official Dave Turner fan page is up. It's on Facebook.
Okay, so we need to look for the Dave Turner fan page.
Yes. It's
on Facebook.
Yes.
Okay,
I'm sure I'll actually
like it. Okay.
Find it from my page.
So we're looking for Dave Turner here. I've got lots of. I think it's probably going to be no. It's not that Dave Turner. I need to find a little bit more of an exclusive of Dave Turner. I've got a lot of them on here.
Get it from right now.
He's the one who posted you liked his post or something just very recently.
Well, I'm going to have to go. I have to go back to you, Christine, and then I'll have to go find him and then stalk him. So, okay. So it's kind of the reverse stalking process. Okay, I got it. I just need to know the direction here. So we're in good shape. Okay, so with that, let me see here. Here's the Dave Turner. It's that Dave Turner. Okay, I'm going to add the friend. There we go. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Can I interrupt? I want to completely digress and go completely off subject just very briefly.
Would you please? It'll be better.
Okay. Well, I have a dear friend that I went to high school with that I have recently reconnected with on Facebook, and she has been kind enough and generous enough to come out to Bogart's a few times when I've been down in Southern California. And she has a booming pastry baking business and has just been asked to be on season 9 of Cupcake Wars. So the reason that I'm presenting this to both of you is because she needs an assistant for when she does the show.
Well, I'm close.
You can,
good,
you
good
can
luck,
definitely
Cup.
Put her in
I'm
touch
sorry?
With me. I'd love to chat about it.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch that.
Put her in touch with me. I would love to chat about it if she needs an assistant.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Well, she said, well, you know, it doesn't have to be somebody who has experience that I'm thinking. I mean, she said, well, how about Garrett? And I said, well, I can ask Garrett. And I said, but I also have a friend that is amazing, and she actually bakes cupcakes, and this is one of her really big things. And it just seems to me that you're going to have an edge if you've got somebody who's got experience and who knows what they're doing. I mean, Garrett, you're awesome. Don't get me wrong. I know you love
you've never tasted one of my
cupcakes.
I make a mean cupcake.
I think Garrett's more of a cook.
I am more of a cook, absolutely.
Maybe you guys could both be assistants.
There you go.
How's this? Show that I would want to watch.
If they do it in L.A., I'll go up and help your friend. If they do it in New York, Cups will go out.
Hey, that works.
I got to tell you, her cupcakes are very good. She only brought them to us once all summer, and a lot of people had problems because we kept eating them, and then she wouldn't bring them back for us.
The nerve.
They are excellent.
I can't believe that.
I actually did not bring them back because I was told I can't bring them back because nobody will fit in their bathing suits anymore.
I think we had 72 of them Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, there were about 3 or 4 dozen.
Oh, okay. Well, see, this is what happens
okay.
when you need to have, you know, be focused on doing something spectacular like making 3 or 4 dozen cookies, or I mean, 3 or 4 dozen cupcakes. But now you're redirected on, you know, at your new job, and so you won't have time to do as many cupcakes. So people should appreciate the fact that they had a limited edition opportunity to taste your wares.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Give me a break, people. Yeah. Enjoy your cupcakes. Quit your whining.
Yeah, so I'm going to let her know what your suggestion is, Garrett. So.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, flip a coin. Yeah.
Good.
So, Cups,
okay.
Anything else going on this weekend that's new and exciting? Otherwise, we're going to a three-peat.
Nope. What kind of three-peat? What kind of music?
Well, I'm going to tell you that we have this person has been listening now for a few weeks, and he resides in a city just outside of London, England, and he gets up early every morning to hear our show live. And so Simon. Simon was kind enough to kind of give me an idea of an artist that he would like to have a three-peat for, and then not only that, made sure that I got exactly what he wanted to hear. So this next repeat is for Simon. I'm going to tell you it might be a little slower than what we're used to playing for the Friday night dance party, but nonetheless, you can dance to it. So we're going to say goodnight, Cups, and we'll see everybody after the next three songs by Enya. We're going to start out with Paint the Sky with Stars.
Use of indeed.
Just wrapped up a three-peat, and that was for Simon in England. So hope you enjoyed that, Simon, and of course you did because you sent me the music, but hope you enjoyed it on the internet. So I appreciate you sending that over, and of course, as we say every week, if there's something special you want to hear, number one, if you have it in MP3 format, send it to me so I can play it. But tell me, you know, if you've got a favorite artist, a favorite song, something like that, we'll try to play a three-peat in your recognition on the Friday Night Dance Party. So we've got a couple of people who are going to go to bed right now, and one of them wanted to say good night. So I want to welcome a mystery guest that might have been on the show on Tuesday to say good night.
Hi, everybody. My name's Ben. If you ever want to hear my voice, just call in on Tuesdays, and I'll speak at the beginning. Goodbye, everybody. Have a nice night.
Thank you, Ben. Have a great night. Sleep tight.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I'm a little under the weather, so I'm going to get some rest, and I will see you guys all back on Monday. Thanks, Garrett. Everybody have a great weekend, and
have a
enjoy
great
the
weekend.
Second hour.
Yep,
all right.
Take
good
care.
Night.
Sleep tight.
Thank you.
So with that, everybody, we're going to kick it up a notch, and I'm going to honor the request that I had for Prince. We're going back to the 80s when Prince was rolling high on the charts with Purple Rain, and we're going to kick it off with a little Baby I'm a Star. We're going to click it off next, and here's your three-peat.
We'll be right back.
don't think you're going to get much more energized after having any kind of lull you into a false sense of security that you could actually start to fall asleep and just close your eyes. And then you go to Prince, and, of course, the night's picked right back up. It's been a while since we've done any type of country music on the Friday Night Dance Party, so we're going to, I mean, we're all over the board tonight, folks. So if there's anything you want to hear, call in, 323-657-1493. It's our regular call-in number, 323-657-1493, or, of course, if you're in the chat room, ask the question, and if I've got the artist or song, I will be glad to play it. But right now we're going to do a couple of country songs. We're going to do a three-peat, and we'll be right back.
Papa drove a truck nearly all his life. You know it drove Mama crazy being a trucker's wife. The part she couldn't handle was being alone. I guess she needed more to hold than just a telephone. Papa called Mama each and every night just to ask her how she was and if his kids were alright. Mama would wait for that call to come in, but when Daddy'd hang up, she was gone again. Mama was a looker, Lord, how she shined. Papa was a good and but the jealous kind. Papa loved Mama, Mama loved me. Mama's in the graveyard, Papa's in the pen. Well, it was bound to happen one night of death. Papa came home and it was just a skit. He had a dozen roses and a bottle of wine. If he was looking too surprised, well, she was doing fine. I heard him cry for Mama up and down the hall. Then I heard a bottle break against the bedroom wall. That old diesel engine made an eerie sound when Papa fired it up and headed into town. Well, the picture in the paper showed the scene real well. Papa's rig was buried in the local motel. The desk clerk said he saw it all real clear. He never had the brakes and he was shifting gear. Mama was a looker, Lord, how she shined. Papa was a good and but a jealous kind. Papa loved Mama, Mama loved me. Mama's in the graveyard, Papa's in the pen.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
blogtalkradio.com/GarrettMillerRadio. You can always go in and listen to the entire show at its entirety as many times as you would like. Just go to the on-demand feature, and it's actually in the archives. I call it on-demand. Go to the archives. Click on the show for tonight. Today is Friday, September 28th, all day long. So click on that show many times. Share it with your friends. If you see the link on Facebook, share it with everybody. Get everybody to listen, and let's get some new listeners on the line. The numbers continue to grow every week. We're grateful for each of you that are here. It's because we have people that like to hear new music like Speed Dating by Kefir. We're going to play this, and I'm going to throw in a couple of other newer songs as we get ready to wrap up the half hour of our hour. All right, well, wrap up the 2 hours tonight. So it's 9 o'clock on the nose. Here's Kefir's speed dating. We'll be back.
No, please don't make me wait. When walls are shaking ground, it feels like you might break. It's not the end of the world.
Oppan Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. Oppan Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. Oppan Gangnam Style.
Go.